Ksuvas Paragdala Mishnah Beis. Amaris is Bito. If a person marries off his daughter, but there was just Erison, there wasn't Nisuin, Vigirsha, and then she was divorced. Erisa, and then now a second time, he's Ma'arisa, Vinis Armala, and now she became a widow. It could have said both divorce, both the widow. The Mishnah wanted to stay away from a case of two times a widow, because then it comes into a whole shaila of an Isha Katlanis, whether if a woman is getting married and every husband that she's marrying is dying, to whole shaila, what's the reason that they're dying, and would that make it that she cannot get married a third time? So if one sheet in the Gemara is that it's because of her mazel, and therefore mazel would apply to even Erison, even if she didn't have relations with him, and if you focus on this part of the Mishnah, which it seems the Rambam does in the Yad HaChazakah, then she wouldn't be allowed to get married. And that's why specifically the Mishnah speaks about a case of Gerishin and Almana as two separate cases to show us that it should not be a case of two times an Almana. This is all brought down by the Tesis Yontif. But the Mishnah tells us that if this happens, Ksuvasa Shalo, the father is the one that gets the Ksuva in both marriages, both the first and the second marriage. There was never Nisuin. He gets the Ksuva. So he would get from both of the marriages. The Yorshim of the dead husband would have to pay the father. Hisia Vigersha, Hisia Vinis Armala. But what if there was Nisuin? That first he married her off with a full Nisuin and then she was divorced. And then the second time married off. Now the second time the father doesn't marry her off. Once she is under the chuppah, she's no longer in the reshus of the father. It just means that she just got married a second time and then she became an almana. Ksuvasa Shala. Both of the ksuvas, even the first ksuva, is hers. Even though the father was the one that wrote the first ksuva, once she gets married into the reshus and there's an actual nisuin, that's the difference. She leaves the father's reshus, and we go after when it's collected, like the Rav points out, and when it's collected, she was outside of her father's reshus, and it becomes hers. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Hari Shaina Shalav. Rabbi Yehuda says the first ksuva in this case would go to the father because it goes by the writing of the ksuva. And since the writing of the ksuva was done by the father while the father had reshus, before nisuin, it becomes the father's, but the Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Amrulo, and the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, and Tais Yantif says this is the Tana Kama, and it's Tzarech Iyun because usually when you have an Amrulo after a Tana Kama, there's usually a machlokes between the Amrulo and the Tana Kama, but it sounds like it's mamish the same Shita as the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama said, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishisiya Ein Lavir Rishuspa. Once she gets married with Nisuin under the Chuppah, the father has absolutely no Rishus, and therefore she's the one that gets the ksuva.